It's the Big 550 KTRS, the Friday edition of the large morning show in the afternoon. And every week at this time, we play the Harris Challenge. And if you would like to play along, here's how you do it. Well, first of all, you know what I'm going to do? I never say this, but you can't call if you've played any time this year. All the way back to the beginning of the year, if you have played in 2013.
2 weeks ago?
I think it would be almost 4 weeks at this point.
Three? Four? Oh.
We're up to January 25th. You know, you better get on it. You only have 11 months to finish your Christmas shopping. So if you want to play and haven't played this year, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, *KTRS. Quick reminder that Frank will be back on Monday along with Ian and Dan. They are in Jamaica finishing up their trip with some 3, 4, 5 dozen different people, and all AM and the PMers, all listeners of this show, and no doubt having a fantastic time. So let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Dave.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Oh, good, Paul. On the way home. Good hearing you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. This is
I don't mean to interrupt. There's one thing I want to tell you. Earlier, you were talking about that J-Lo. The Money Train is a movie that you need to check out. It has Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson in it.
That was the one they did after White Men Can't Jump, right?
I'm not sure, but it's one of her earlier ones.
J-Lo's in that? She's the girlfriend of one of the guys?
Yeah, it's pretty
okay.
good.
Okay. Because now I'm thinking about Rosie Perez as Woody Harrelson's girlfriend in White Men Can't Jump. J-Lo would have to do a lot in Money Train to match that, wouldn't she?
She does.
What is quince? All those foods that start with Q. Is it Dave, you said?
Yes.
All right, Dave. 5-second cheap plug opportunity. This is the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain. And go right ahead.
Go Blues.
Okay, that works. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see the questions and categories from which you may choose today. We always have one category called Have You Been Paying Attention, which is the topical question about things that have happened in the last week. Category 2, Disney names you should know. Category 3, Roman math. Category 4, well, we'll find out about Category 4 after we've done one of these first three. You only get your choice of those three. Have you been paying attention? Disney names you should know or Roman math? What'll it be, Dave?
Try the Disney names you should know.
All right. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Start you with the one-pointer. Work our way up to the five-pointer. You can answer or pass on each question. If you pass, you can come back to it as long as there's time left before the buzzer sounds at the one-minute mark, because that's when I'm going to tally up your score. And if you get 8 points or more, you'll be a winner, which means you'll get this prize package chosen especially for you.
Yay! The prize man!
All right, Paul, you get a personal guest pass. Admit one to any Werenberg Theater. It's good for one time only. And we've got certificates to Old Town Donut Shop, 510 North Forest Road at St. Catherine. Open
donuts.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
As all donut shops should be. There should be no time where at 3 o'clock in the morning you can't get a good donut.
You're right.
That's a prize package with a value of well over
$1 million.
Dave,
hey, Paul?
Yes.
Paul, give me the first category. I'm sorry, I switched.
Oh, you're changing? You're changing to have you been paying attention?
Yes.
Okay. I do have to warn you, this is federal law that requires me to do this, that if you don't get to the 8-point threshold, if you have 7 or less, I will have to punish you. But you knew that already, Dave, right?
Yeah, I expect to get punished, but I want to go for that.
That's the confidence we love on the Harris right. Challenge. All right, Dave, have you been paying attention? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. After Oprah got Lance Armstrong, which TV host got the first interview with catfish victim Manti Te'o?
Pass.
Who is the outgoing Secretary of Defense who yesterday signed an order allowing women in combat in the U.S. military?
Hillary Clinton.
Leon Panetta. There was a story this week about Peter Robbins, who played a beloved animated TV character in the 60s but is now in jail. What character did he provide the voice of?
Peter Pan. Winnie the Pooh.
Charlie Brown. Which of the singers at Obama's second inaugural celebration on Monday was a vocal Ron Paul supporter during the election? Was it Beyonce, Kelly Clarkson, or James Taylor?
Kelly Clarkson.
Correct. Whose voice can once again be heard saying, "This is CNN," thanks to a decision by new boss Jeff Zucker?
Walter Cronkite?
Walter Cronkite worked for CBS. The guy who said, "This is CNN." James Earl Jones.
Yes.
I know it's correct. I have it right in front of me here. And by the way, it was Katie Couric who did the interview yesterday with Manti Te'o. Let's recap Dave's scoring. You got the four. And this completes Dave's scoring. And because that's less than seven, you have to be punished.
Did you carry your aughts?
Yes, I did. Here to do the punishing by botching a classical John Fogerty Creedence Clearwater Revival song are the Nashville Country Singers. Okay, hold on just 1 second, because I can see Tim Weiland, who has a classic rock history, twitching over there. What's the problem, Tim? They got the lyrics wrong, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, but I mean, it sounds like something from Lawrence Welk.
Yes, it does. Left a good job in the city, and I never lost 1 minute of sleeping. All right, go ahead, sing the chorus.
Big wheel, keep on rolling.
No, keep on turning. Keep on burning.
Rolling.
Yes.
Rolling. Rolling on the river.
Oh, my goodness. You'd think that somebody in the control room would say, "Cut, cut, cut. Can we get the lyric sheets out?"
Oh, my, it's funny.
Dave, I'm frankly sorry you had to hear that.
Me too.
Sorry you didn't win anything today, but have a great weekend.
All right, you too.
Okay. JT.
That's me.
Welcome to the Harris Challenge. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm still a video game collector, and if anyone has any oddball Atari games, send me an email at Starsaber, Starsabre, at att.net.
You know, I just heard this week that Atari is either going out of business or declaring bankruptcy or trying to be sold to somebody else. Have they been making anything decent in the video game world? Because I know they were the ones who started it with Pong 30 or 40 years ago. Are they still?
Well, they have gone out of business twice already.
Oh, they have?
Yeah, and companies have bought them out of bankruptcy liquidation, and the name alone hasn't done the trick.
In a world of PlayStation 2 and Xbox, I think Atari. You don't see many kids getting together and saying, "Let's go down." Well, what would some other classic Atari games be? I don't even know. Centipede?
I'm looking for Crazy Clamor and Chase the Chuck Wagon, particularly.
I never heard of those. What were the popular ones, the ones that were like at the beginning?
Those are the overcomings, your Asteroids, Pac-Man, Combat, Adventure.
Those were all Atari games?
Yes.
And okay.
Tank.
Tank was another one, yeah.
Yeah.
I always liked Missile Command.
Yeah.
Was that Atari?
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good.
All right, JT, we have three categories for you. Disney names you should know, Roman math, or now we add the next category, which is history in the rearview mirror. Which one would you like?
I'm also a bit of a Disney fanatic, so I'll take my chances with the Disney company.
Well, now you've set yourself up for failure, JT.
Most likely. I lost the last time I played last summer.
Well, let's see how you do today. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What was the name of the car in The Love Bug?
Herbie.
Correct. What was the name of Mufasa's son in The Lion King?
Simba.
Correct. What was Wendy's last name in the movie Peter Pan?
Darling.
Correct. What is the first name of The Little Mermaid?
Ariel.
Very good. Now for the clean sweep. What was Beauty's name in Beauty and the Beast?
My wife would kill me if I got this one wrong. Her name is Belle.
You're actually married to Belle?
No, her nickname is the Wife Beast. There's a long story behind that.
I don't think I want to hear it.
She coined the term.
Okay. Well, you got them all right, JT. Congratulations. That's the clean sweep. 15 points. You can't do better than that, and you're a winner.
And I might want to add that that Punishment song
yes.
reminds me a lot of some of those country shindig songs down in Branson from back in the 70s.
Yes.
And you know what? I bet if you go to Yakov Smirnoff's theater, the opening act still sounds like that.
Probably.
Yeah. And by the way, while we're speaking of Branson, this will happen after the show today, I know. Somebody's going to email me. Did you know there's a performer in Branson by the name of Paul Harris? Yes, I do. And I wonder if he gets my hate mail.
If you're lucky.
JT, congratulations. Have a good weekend.
Thank you very much.
Stand by. Tim will tell you how you get your prize while we move on to our next contestant. Hello, Nate.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Not much to say, but it only takes about 5 seconds.
Okay. We have Roman math, history in the rearview mirror, or the world is wet.
We'll do the world is wet.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. We start with the one-pointer, and 60 seconds goes like this. Let's play the Harris Challenge. How many gallons of water does the average American use when taking a shower? 3 gallons, 13 gallons, or 30 gallons?
30.
Correct. Which U.S. national park is home to more geysers than anywhere else on Earth?
Yosemite?
Yellowstone. What natural phenomenon has sunk more ships than all the wars in history?
Tsunami.
Hurricanes. How many gallons of seawater would you need to have a pound of salt? 4, 14, or 40?
4.
Correct. On which continent would you find Angel Falls, the highest uninterrupted waterfall in the world?
Africa.
It is in the nation of Venezuela on the continent of South America. Nate, let's see what you did here. You got the one, you got the four, and that's enough to keep you under the punishment threshold, unfortunately.
Nice.
Here once again, chosen especially for you, your Nashville Country Singers.
Seen a lot of graves in Memphis, humped a lot of grain in New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of the city till I hitched a ride on the riverboat.
Here comes the chorus.
Rick, we'll keep on rolling.
Burning.
I'll never keep on rolling.
Burning.
Rolling.
Okay.
Well, thanks anyway.
I'm sorry you didn't do better, Nate. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing. And let's go to our next contestant now. Hello, Scott. How are you today?
Yes, good morning, Paul. Good evening, Paul.
It must be Friday. You know it's after 5 o'clock on Friday. Morning, evening, I don't know. I'm just going home for the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, if in this little contest here my voice changes, it's because my wife is sitting next to me, and if you need your teeth cleaned, please go to Dr. Borgmeyer, 351-6554.
Why would your voice change? Oh, you're going to hand her the phone because she might know the answer? Is that the implication?
Oh, I guarantee you she'll know the answers more than I will, but no, we're in the car and she'll be able to hear it also.
Okay.
So I could throw my voice at any second.
All right, which category would you like, or I guess I should ask your wife, which category would she like, Roman math or history in the rearview mirror?
History in the rearview mirror, I guess.
Okay, what's your name, by the way?
Chris.
Okay, Chris. You and Scott have 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which country gave women the right to vote first? America, Finland, or Australia?
Finland.
Australia. On what famous American document can you find 56 signatures?
The Declaration of Independence.
Correct. What was the name of the ship that brought 102 people from England to America in 1620?
The Mayflower.
Mayflower is right. What seamstress's house is the third most visited tourist spot in Philadelphia after the Liberty Bell and Independence Hall?
Betsy Ross.
Correct. What southern U.S. state was actually named Franklin until 1796? Was it Tennessee, Georgia, or Alabama?
Tennessee. Tennessee.
She's sure it's Tennessee, Scott. You're sure it's Georgia. This is why you let her answer the question, because it's Tennessee.
I'm awesome, Paul.
Yes. Scott, I got to tell you, that is one of the best performances by a guy in a long time on the Howard Show.
That's pretty great.
I was really sucking helium is what I was doing.
I think we have to go all the way back to JT 45 seconds ago to have somebody as good as Scott.
That's right.
And Chris, congratulations. You know what? Here's what we're going to do. Throw in an extra dozen donuts and an extra movie ticket for this lovely couple.
Okay.
All right?
Got to do it.
Because they got the 5, the 4, the 3, the 2. That's 14 points. Congratulations to both of you. Have a great weekend.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay. Hang on, and I'll get your info.
Yeah, hold on just a second while we go to our final contestant, and it's another guy named Scott. Do you have a woman named Chris with you as well?
I am all alone.
Okay. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I tell you what, it's Friday afternoon, heading home, and excited about it.
Okay. The only category left here is Roman math. You know what they say, when in Rome, do the math.
I feel the music coming on.
All right, Scott, let's see how you know your Roman numerals. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In Roman numerals, which is larger, C or D?
C.
D. What number is LIV equivalent to?
LIV 14.
54. What is the Roman numeral for the year 2010?
No clue.
Want to go to the four-pointer instead?
Sure.
What Roman numeral is equal to XIX minus V?
XIX minus V, 14.
And that is in Roman numerals.
Oh, in Roman numerals. Okay. XIV.
Correct. What's the Roman numeral for 333? I'm going to give you a couple of extra seconds to think about it. The Roman numeral for 333.
333. I don't know.
It's CCCXXXIII. Because C is 100, and by the way, when I asked you which is larger, C or D, you said C, which is 100, but D is 500. And
okay.
The Roman numeral for the year 2010, you have to go back and look at the credits of any movie made that year, and it would say MMX. So, Scott, I'm sorry, all you got was the four-pointer, and that means you also have to be a victim of the Nashville country singers who still don't know the lyrics to the song.
Looking for a job in the city.
Left a good job in the city.
Working for the man every night and day.
That is correct.
And I've ever lost the manner of speaking.
A minute of sleeping.
Worrying about the way things might happen. Think we'll keep on rolling.
Keep on turning.
I'll never keep on going.
Proud Mary, keep on burning.
Rolling.
And that's why that's a medley of their hit. Scott, I'm sorry you didn't win.
And you can just picture them with a big smile on their face thinking that they're hitting it, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know what? I picture them on one of those old variety TV show stages where there are flowers in the background or some weird psychedelic pattern, because that's how you had to treat rock music in those days. Oh, they're just horrible.
I was having visions whenever I was a kid. I remember Dinah Shore trying to sing Engelbert Humperdinck, and it was about as bad.
Yeah.
So
you know, we just got a call from Up With People, and they want us to know that those Nashville country singers are really white. Scott, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge.
I will do.
We do it every Friday right after the 5 o'clock news, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.